It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, the highest percent of Americans ever recorded, 53%, explored outdoor spaces like parks and wildlife centers. That's according to the Outdoor Industry Association. But enjoying those outdoor spaces can still be a challenge for a lot of people, including some people with physical disabilities. There might be better access to outdoor wheelchairs in some places or accessible restrooms, but there's still a long way to go before everyone's able to access outdoor spaces. Monica Spaney is founder and president of Access Ability Wisconsin. She's an environmental advocate and recently was awarded the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Conservationist of the Year in 2022. Monica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
When we talk about creating better accessibility in the outdoors here in Wisconsin, what are some of the first things that come to your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what doesn't come to my mind is paving nature and putting down, you know, paved trails. But what comes to mind is adaptive equipment like outdoor wheelchairs that can navigate through that more natural space.
Yeah, you shared a video with one of these outdoor wheelchairs. This was new to me. Can you talk about this and describe it a little? It's not your everyday wheelchair you're going to see.
Correct. This is a wheelchair that has like tank-like tracks, but it goes walking speed. And the advantage of it is that it tilts. So if you're going up a hill, you can tilt to be level. Or if you're going down a hill, you can tilt to be level. It has five speeds. And so if you're going through over a log, you can slowly go over the log at a slower speed. And then if the trail is nice and mowed, you can walk with your family and social connections where you're participating actively together.
What was it like for you the first time you took one of these for a spin and went out on a trail that previously would not have been an option for you?
It was wow. Because I was with my husband at the time, and he was like, you should follow the ATV, because they were going through the corn stalks and everything. And I'm like, I ain't going where the ATV is going. I'm going where I want to go. And so it was a relief to him, because he didn't have to worry about the burden of me falling out of my mobility device. I just happened to be a wheelchair user, but it could be a walker, it could be a cane, it could be somebody with COPD. So he wasn't worried. He was with me. We could hold hands and I could actively participate and watch the birds or the deer or the pheasants. It was awesome, Rob.
Now, how available are these, I guess, all-terrain wheelchairs in natural areas at this point?
They're not very readily available in Wisconsin. We started AAW, Access Ability Wisconsin, in 2014 and got our very first wheelchair so that people could use. The problem is the cost. These outdoor wheelchairs cost over, with the enclosed trailer, over $25,000. Now, if you're an individual with some kind of mobility issue, you tend to need an accessible restroom or doors to go through or an accessible vehicle, and all of that costs extra. You're looking at a good $50,000 or more. It could be even $150,000. So now take the cost of these hiking boots for people with mobility challenges. They're $25,000. Would you pay $25,000 for hiking boots that then you have to take to a location with a truck or something that can tow a trailer to be able to do that?
Probably not. So I understand you at Access Ability Wisconsin are working with nature centers and other places. What kind of what have you seen so far? Who's participating in this so far?
Sure. We actually have three nature centers that are our host locations. So they host the chair and trailer there. People can check the chair and trailer out and take it to a location, or they can use it on location if they don't have the ability to tow. And we have won awards for coming up with this model. It's a new type of model.
Are you hoping it's going to spread now to more nature centers and conservation areas?
Yes, we're a nature center in Milwaukee, and we have Ozaukee County River Edge Nature Center. We have Beaver Creek in Eau Claire, and we're continuing to work with other nature centers. So if you know of a nature center that we should work with, let us know. It's advantageous to partner so that their nature center is more accessible and people are able to get out and have healthy living and participate in the programming just like everyone else.
Talking to Monica Spaney, founder and president of Accessibility Wisconsin. She won the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Conservationist of the Year in 2022, looking at accessibility in natural areas in Wisconsin. Monica, apart from these all-terrain nature wheelchairs, I guess tread chairs really, they're not wheels, what other efforts are you focusing on this year?
Well, we're always focusing on partnering with organizations because our goal is to get one chair and trailer in every county. And right now we have 24. So we get that funding with grants and matching memorial donations or general donations. So we work hard to get more chairs and more trailers so that people can use them all across Wisconsin. We want people to be able to visit and see those nature centers and participate. And then it also increases a positive outlook for our Wisconsin residents and decreases depression. So it's equity, healthy living, inclusion, and access.
So I want to get your message to a few different groups here. First of all, if somebody is involved in managing a natural area and wants, says, hey, this would be cool, where do they start? How do they start getting involved in this?
Go to our website, accessabilitywi.org. Click on hosting. We have a whole bunch of hosting opportunities.
And then for people who think, yeah, I want to do this, I haven't been able to hike on a trail in a long time, how can they keep track of where they can go and find these things?
Yes, if you go out to our website, we have a map page that shows the AAW network and the counties that we serve. So you could check it out at a location close to you, or if you're going to visit a location, you could check it out at the location that you're visiting.
And then I imagine if there are people out there who want to support the effort, your website would probably be a good start, but can people help out and contribute to being able to provide these things in natural areas?
Yes, we have a donation page and people can donate. As I said, there are a variety of ways of donating their time. So please get involved, donating their money or down the road if they want to do a memorial fund. So we're looking at it from all directions, sir.
And can you tell us more about the technology itself? Are we seeing advancements in these kind of accessible wheelchairs that can go more and cooler places and be more convenient for their users?
Yes, there are advances both in accessories. There are advances. We're looking at how the tilt can... The product is built in Minnesota, so they're looking at how the tilt can be more automatic. There's an attendant control for people who can't control a joystick. There's seatbelt extenders, different size chairs, and we also have a standing chair. If I answered your question correctly.
Sure. And can you talk about more about who you're working with? I understand, among others, disability organizations, the parks themselves, and veterans groups. Can you talk about the coalition you're bringing together to try to make this a reality?
Yes. Our objective is to partner not only with senior centers. We're also working on Marathon County, trying to get the Hmong community and the tribal communities involved. We are working in Milwaukee to try to get more access in the urban area, seeing what we can do. So our partners have included everything from sportsmen's clubs to nature centers. And we've also worked with the Madison Audubon Society to make their events more accessible, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Foundation to make their field trips accessible. And we're always working with the DNR to help make both the state parks and their events accessible.
Monica, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob, and I look forward to talking about other opportunities.
That's Monica Spaney, founder and president of Access Ability Wisconsin. Monica joins us today to talk about outdoor accessibility, what it looks like here in Wisconsin, and an effort to increase that accessibility around the state.